slow season for sports? Not one bit. It is the season for that favorite activity of couch potatoes, yacht racing. Also, in another elegant sporting arena, some unexpected lessons at this year's Dallas Cowboys training camp. Our teacher on all this, NPR's Mike Pesca. Hiya, Mike.
Hi, yachts and the Cowboys. They go so well together.
Yeah. So, the America's Cup right now, that's the prestigious yacht sail-off. And it seems that some of the racing boats are making some very serious waves, yes?
Yeah, or not, as the case may be. It's kind of a disaster. In fact, there was supposed to be, or they had hoped, organizers had hoped, 8 to 10 yachts would be involved and different countries would be able to field teams. But we have to understand why there are only 4 yachts racing. And in fact, one of these, the Swedish team, is not even up to speed. And so far, all the preliminaries in what's called the Louis Vuitton races have not raced against each other. They just race against the wind.
Well, what's going on?
Well, the winner of the America's Cup gets to set the rules for the next year. So America won it in 2010. And Larry Ellison, who's the billionaire from Oracle who runs the America's Cup team, says, here's what the rules are going to be. And he decreed that the boats that would run, that would sail in this race, would be these space-aged, metal, fix-sail things. He said they wouldn't foil, but they foil. To get one of these things, and the technology is really hard to come by, only a few people know how to make them, because like $100 million, this precludes a lot of countries from being in the race. They had hoped China would be in, they had hoped Latin America would be in, emerging countries. No, it's only Sweden, whose boat has suffered a disaster when a crew member died in May, and Italy, and New Zealand, and the United States is waiting to see among those who will be able to face it in what to a lot of purists or even casual race watchers say doesn't really look like sailing.
Wow. It sounds like a little like boat doping. The foiling that comes from hydrofoiling, is that what that is?
Oh. Yeah. And they achieve air. If you look at them, there was this, one of the Star Trek sequels, I think it was number 4, was about whales in San Francisco, and the Enterprise would come in and out of the water, and that's what it looks like a little bit. A spaceship. They're going so fast. I actually spoke with an editor of V-Sail, a magazine named Pierre Orfanides, and I talked to him in Lisbon because there were more yachtsmen there than there are in San Francisco. Like I said, only 4 teams competing. And he said people are just so depressed and so down on what the America's Cup has become, just because yachting is not exactly an unelitist sport, but it has gone the realm of only billionaires need apply.
Wow. And it's making the sport less safe, did you say?
Yeah, there was a death, and deaths happen all the time, so perhaps we can't directly correlate it to the speeds of the boat, but a lot of structural engineers say at those speeds there's so much tension on the hull that they can come apart. And, you know, when you're going that fast and when you're going in water, it can be dangerous.
Gee, so your curveball this week, please, something about football, geometry.
Yeah, at the Dallas Cowboys training camp, their head coach disclosed that he was discussing the Pythagorean theorem with his receivers.
If you're doing it from 10 yards inside and running to that same 6 yards, that's the hypotenuse of that right triangle. It's longer.
Give me a break.
Yeah, he told, for instance, Miles Austin, listen, if you line up a few yards past where you're supposed to be, you're going to be running the hypotenuse instead of the leg of the triangle. So we all know that A squared plus B squared equals C squared. You're running a longer distance.
It's wonderful. Thank you. NPR's Mike Pesca. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.